As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This hour is brought to you by Julie, BeforeYouDig.com.
It's time for 5 on. Leila Rahimi and Marshall Harris bring you 5 topics on their minds today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
They're not necessarily the biggest stories of the day. They're things that are on our mind. And boy, did we have a lot on our minds today. So let's get started with 5 on it.
Number 1.
How much does the Frank Ragnow retirement change the NFC North race?
Why are you asking in that tone?
I'm a Lions fan.
Oh,
life
okay.
Sucks and everything is... Life is just pain and suffering, okay? Answer the question.
You had 16 players on the injured reserve last year and still somehow managed to make it and advance in the playoffs. So I don't necessarily know that that is something that you can feel that upset about. However... Frank Ragnow, to me, if there's an NFL wins above replacement in a 17-game season, might be worth one. He is that important. The quarterback-center exchange is something that we are obsessed about. We also live in a city with Tom Thayer and Olin Krutz. So we love offensive line and center discussion. There's no doubt about that. It's partially why I think the Bears prioritize getting Drew Dahlman. So I feel like this is incredibly significant for the Lions to do it now when they don't get to have the plethora of free agents they may have wanted. That's a blow. No matter how you look at it, that is a big blow to the organization.
I'm more interested in the financial aspect of all of this because the Detroit Lions face now a $1.2 million decision regarding Frank Ragnow and his retirement. Now, they could recoup the $1.2 million of his $6 million signing bonus if they would like. But if we go back and use our rearview mirror, if we turn back the proverbial hands of time, you'll see that they did something similar with a couple of guys named Barry Sanders and Calvin Johnson. That did not go over well.
This again.
The Lions previously reclaimed $5.5 million from Barry Sanders upon his retirement. Do they want to maintain a positive relationship with their highly renowned center? Or do they want to say, money, 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 and... I think the decision and what happens will tell us a lot about how different or the same the Lions really are after all this time.
What are you saying? Are you saying that this glow up that has actually shown results and cultural change within the organization might not actually be the case?
Are you familiar with Paula Abdul and her one hit in which she sings two step forward, two steps back?
But that's opposites attract.
Right. And so I think they should do the opposite thing of what they did when Barry Sanders and Calvin Johnson retired, and they should just give Frank Ragnow his money, his $1.2 million, and not go after it. Because I think technically they've already given it to him as part of a signing bonus. I think it's a big deal in terms of the culture of that team and that organization. Not necessarily what the head coach is doing as he tries to navigate without now his starting center and also his offensive and defensive coordinators from a year ago. I think it says a lot about where the organization is.
I don't know, man. They're winning the division until somebody proves it different. I hate to be that way. Is it going to be the offense that we saw just dominate last year? Thanks to this, I would say no.
I agree.
Maybe I'm wrong.
That's why I don't assume they'll be at the top of said division.
But I do think that Frank Ragnow is worth that much when it comes to wins of a replacement by himself.
Pay that man his $1.2 million.
Can I vent for a second, just for a little bit, as the Detroit Lions fan?
You got 30 seconds.
Jared Goff is not a very mobile man, and that offensive line is the reason that offense had the success it did, and you have Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery. To have that key position not there, that scares me immensely. You could argue it's a worse loss than losing Ben Johnson. Losing that guy, maybe the best center in the league.
Wait, did you say losing him is more than losing Ben Johnson?
It's a talent on the field. Like, he was that important to that offensive line with his leadership and what he could do. Like, it's possible.
Clip this. We're going to revisit this clip.
Ben Johnson can't snap the ball.
That's a good point. He can't.
He and Case Keenum might be similar ages, but Ben Johnson isn't playing.
Number two.
Juicy Bears question for you. Who do you think will emerge as the Bears' backup quarterback? Tyson Bagent or Case Keenum?
Why do I have the feeling this is a storyline that we will not be able to escape?
You did just mention Case Keenum.
For as long as these two are existing. I like Tyson Bagent. I think he brings a lot of fun and levity to a team. I think sometimes he is a placeholder for feelings and projection that aren't necessarily true to him. However, Case Keenum has a hell of a resume. I think there's a reason a 37-year-old is challenging, and a lot of times in the NFL, the backup is the backup quarterback, and they've earned that position because of the knowledge that they have of the game and the knowledge they have of other teams, their respective systems that everybody runs. So because of that, in a Ben Johnson knowledge is power type of move, and because Case Keenum is new and seems to be in line with the regime of the head coach, I think it might be Case Keenum right now for me.
I think Case Keenum is no doubt the number two quarterback on the depth chart. Here's why. He inherited Tyson Bagent, and this is not the same as his inheriting Caleb Williams. He went out and got Case Keenum. He made the phone call. He said, I need you in here. And Case Keenum's like, I kind of want to retire. And he's like, no. I got you.
Given their ages, do you think Ben Johnson sent him a letter or faxed him or something?
No. I think he...
A fax from the desk of Ben Johnson.
I think they just had an honest conversation, two men about the same age. They probably had it while playing Madden because Ben Johnson is capable of playing Madden. The last coach, I don't think he was. I think this is going to be interesting to see how it plays out, but I think there will be a lot of public opinion and emotion behind this decision to see Tyson Bagent get demoted to QB3. Woo! There's going to be a certain segment of the Chicago Bears fan base that will not be down with
everyone named Bob. Yes.
And no, listen here. At some point, we're going to ask everybody to call in on this because we know what we're doing.
Man.
And it's a valid question.
It's called engagement.
But we also know that people deserve to have a voice on these things. And this is one of those topics that just has legs. It does. The backup quarterback discussion is a thing. So, yes. We will revisit this many times. We will invite people to discuss it with us.
I was too busy grinding my absolute face off.
That too.
Number three.
Which Cubs starter currently gives you the most pause?
All right. I still think it's Ben Brown. Is that bad? Can you call him a starter when he didn't start the first inning?
The majority of his appearances have been by way of start.
And it's really just because of the amount of pitches he has in his repertoire.
Three? He made a note after the game. He's like, hey, did y'all see that? That third pitch is pitching.
Yeah,
it's working.
And I need you to do it again. And then I need you to do it again. And then I need you to understand that the first inning doesn't have to be a bugaboo for you. I appreciate the adjustments that he has made. And I think he's still young in the game. So I don't want to give him the hook yet on anything or change his role because I still think that he can do all these things. So, but either way, the resume would indicate for me that it's Ben Brown giving me pause, maybe not as a pitcher for the Cubs, but as a starting pitcher for the Cubs.
Well, my answer is not Ben Brown because I'm not going to sit here and talk bad about a man who went six innings and gave up, what was it, one hit, nine strikeouts? I'll ride with that dude.
He's done enough for you lately.
He's done enough for me. It's a what have you done for me lately league. It's a what have you done for me lately world. And with that in mind, you know who hasn't done enough lately? Colin Ray. Colin Ray came out like gangbusters, looking so good in his first few starts after having to be forced into service. But now, his last two starts, both losses, by the way, in a stretch in which the Cubs have won the majority of their games, 14-4 in their last 18. He's got two of the L's. They lost to the Reds 6-4.
Layla also has two L's.
They lost 6-4 to the Reds, and then they lost 6-2 to the Reds. So maybe it's a Cincinnati Reds thing, but they do play the Reds two more series. But he's given up six runs in each of his last two starts. One on seven hits, one on 10 hits. Now, the start before last against the Reds, he did strike out eight. But the last start, let me just put it like this. Heading into his start two starts ago, he had a 2.38 ERA. After his last two starts, a 3.96 ERA. That's not good.
It's
he
higher.
Gives me pause.
Not, we're not ready to be mad at anybody.
No,
we're
it just gives me pause.
Pausing.
Yeah.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
There's a pause there.
Number four.
We did it for dramatic emphasis.
Yes.
Who on the current roster is the most likely White Sox player to be dealt before the trade deadline, July 31st?
Okay.
Why the heavy sigh, though? I feel like each of these questions has elicited, except for the first question, has elicited a bit of a sigh from you.
I like that. Number one, I like that people know that I was a little giggly with the concept of Andrew Benintendi suddenly having value and then therefore trade value. I appreciate people going with that because sometimes it's fun to have fun with sports. I actually think that given his relative contract, perhaps that might still be a thing. Do I think he's number one? No. Guys, I think it might be Mike Tauchman. Is that crazy?
No, that's my answer. Mike Tauchman.
It is?
He of the 1 year, $1.95 million contract. Yeah, that's an easily movable contract. Get a lottery ticket from somebody. That's how you do this, right? The guy's
healthy.
Batting .300 what?
He's healthy now. Yeah, and his slug, especially for the month of June, is up there. As it was, he was a big contributor when it came to the Cubs in slugging percentage. But June 1st, and the game he played, .651. June 2nd, that would be yesterday, .609. So when you consider Mike Tauchman's slug, you consider what he brings relatively contract-wise and just availability. I don't know, man. I think that Mike Tauchman might be somebody who teams want to trade for. Maybe I'm crazy here. It should be Luis Robert. It should be. And that's why I sighed. Because it's not.
Bonus question. What pitcher do you think is the most likely to get traded? Why is it Adrian Hauser?
It probably is. He's been dealing. It's like an Eric Fetty flip, right? Adrian Hauser's probably that guy. Like they pick him up off the relative street. But he had an established resume, of course, but the way he's been pitching and the streak that he was on, if he continues to do that, it would be really hard to say no to trying to get something in return for him at the deadline.
Well, he's the only guy on this team currently pitching that is over the age of 30. He's 32 years old. So I could see Adrian Hauser being a guy to move. The other thing is there's no relievers where you're just like, ah, this guy's unstoppable. They got to move this arm, or even they should keep this arm and build for the future with this arm. That's the problem with the White Sox and their bullpen. Usually it's bullpen parts that are highly sellable at the deadline. They don't have any bullpen parts that make you go, ooh, he's got phenomenal stuff, control, and consistency. You might get one of those three, but you ain't getting all three.
Also, can we keep Cam Boozer just because he's funny? Like, did you hear his quote about the, and I say this very loosely, fight against the Orioles was hilarious? The quote was, it's always kind of silly when there's one door and you're kind of after you, after you, after you, all the bullpen guys running out to the field. And then he said, you all file out and then you're racing one another to try to get there first. And then by the time you get there, it's usually over. That is really amusing to put it that way.
That's a great point. Why does the bullpen run out? They serve zero purpose in that, just to be like, we're here for you.
No. Wrong. Everyone has a role and a job in a baseball fight.
Yeah, your bullpens, they nullify other bullpens. Like, if one bullpen's out there, there's a mismatch as far as the numbers game goes. So you got to be out there for your people, and you want to be out there first, so that way gives your team an advantage in any type of brawl situation.
Do you remember when Anthony Rizzo was mocking it all and ended up tickling Starling Castro, I believe it was?
That sounds like, I remember it? That. Yes, that is accurate. It was Starling Castro.
Like, and I do like the guys who actually will say they'll break the fourth wall a little bit and let you know how silly the whole thing is. But you've got to back up your people.
Yeah.
That's the law.
It's being a good team.
I'm about to have a Dustin take. It's just like, why are they running out there? They could tear a hammy. They could tear a quad. Why are they running from the bullpen?
Because they don't have a floating bullpen in the middle of the ballpark, Dustin.
It was your time. If you tear the hamstring doing that, it was just your time. Let's be honest.
Well, Dustin this morning on the pick six, he said that Kyle Tucker shouldn't steal because he has a chance of getting injured if he steals.
He has a lot of steals.
Just like, I think if he's good at stealing, I think he should keep stealing.
That was his first caught stealing in 2 years.
Well, here's how you do it then for Dustin. You put him in a protective bubble, and then you can roll him to steal the bases.
Now, maybe he should have oven mitts on both hands. I can get with that.
You know what? Yes, absolutely.
Vargas is the only one who uses both,
yes,
right?
That's correct.
Like, everyone should be gesticulating toward him, like, riding with the
oven. He steals
the
bag, and then he grabs
hands.
The cookies out of the oven.
Listen,
at the same
hot
time.
And fresh out cookies. The kitchen.
We need the Stacey King cookies soundbite. And also, I need you to think about Stacey King saying cookies, because Alex Caruso will be looking for them in ye NBA Finals.
Number five.
So the Cubs begin a 9-game road trip today, but it's not about the Cubs here. What is the best and worst part about being on the road and living out of a suitcase?
Depends on how long you're going for. So they're going for 9 days. The worst part of this, in my opinion, is when you get up and you wake up and you're like in unfamiliar territory. You're like, where am I? What time is it? What time do I have to be somewhere? It's like a whole 30-second process of remembering what city you're in, what hotel you're in. Also, runner up on that is, what hotel room number am I staying in? There's just a lot of like confusion if you're just not acclimated. But I will say this. The one time I worked somewhere overseas, London, for the 2012 Olympics for 30 days, it was just fatigue. Because no days off. Because no. Usually if you're on a work trip, no days off.
Yeah, I did 18 and 22, so South Korea and China. And hockey, we worked every day. Your off day was when you had like one game that day as opposed to three. Especially in China, because I did both every day, the men's and women's tournaments. So that was... And you know, it wasn't Team USA every time. It wasn't Team Canada. So... doing the research, that was incredibly difficult. Now, the cool part was we had a wardrobe team at the Olympics for the broadcasts, so they told you what to wear each day.
Yeah, that.
Like, I would bring my clothes, and then they'd organize them for you, so that was really fancy and neat. The hardest part, I think, about living out of a suitcase when you're doing the baseball schedule, and you and I have both traveled with the teams, is knowing the weather each day and knowing how to dress for it. Am I in a ballpark that's got a roof? Am I in a ballpark that is open air? Imagine being a reporter based in Texas, like my friend Julia Morales, who then comes here and is so sad that she has to wear a heavy coat for her in May because the weather was so bad when the Astros played the White Sox. You know, these are the finer annoying points about living out of a suitcase. You're also right about that hotel sleep, because hotel sleep is really strong, and then you wake up and you have no idea what it is. You have no idea what day it is, and you have no idea why your alarm went off, and you forget where you are. That is intense.
And the AC is just blasting in that hotel.
And people will say, oh, it's because you were drinking. No, it's just what happens when you work a baseball schedule. I can't tell you how many times that happened to me doing White Sox pre- and post-game.
The day game after the night game that went into extra innings? Good luck.
Aw, sleep fast. Show and go.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.